amazing I didn't cry. That's a miracle in itself. I'd like to invite Rachel up. We have the opportunity to finally share with you guys about the Living Adventure trip. So we prepared a little something for you. First, I want to say good morning. Good morning. Back at the end of June, 10 high school students, Rachel and myself, boarded a van with only 11 seats to head up to Adventurous Christians in Grand Marais, Minnesota.
This is when we realized we needed a van with 12 seats.
So Rachel drove my car behind the van for 275 miles there and back.
This was the start of our living adventure trip.
A quick background on this trip. Adventurous Christians is a camp owned by Covenant Pines Ministries, and therefore this church it has a piece of ownership in Adventurous Christians. Because of the relationship between Bloomington Covenant and AC, or Adventurous Christians, I wanted to bring students up to Adventurous Christians and let them experience the powerful established ministry of AC.
And throughout my journey, I started at Faith Covenant, now I'm at Bloomington Covenant, I've been at Covenant Pines and through day camp, and I've heard about the experiences that take place up at Adventurous Christians. I enthusiastically said yes when Pam asked if I would be a leader for the trip because I thought it would be a relaxing, authentic, carefree time to connect with the youth, youth group students, youth leaders, and really just was excited to stand in awe of God's uninhabited beauty. After committing to the trip, I learned that there's a rule when you go to the boundary waters that you can only have 9 people in a group. So we were splitting up, and I was taking half.
Myself and the AC guide, Kirsty, who's here today, we had the all-girls team, and that was Emmeline, Samantha, Morgan, Heidi, Lydia, Jen, and Jenna. Rachel and the AC guide, Claire, headed out with Nathan, Ben, Amber, and Greta. Both teams took different routes and experienced different parts of the boundary waters.
Except for Seagull Lake. All of us got to experience Seagull Lake. Our group was dropped off there on day one, and the other group was picked up there 4 days later. In between that time, each group had their own unique journey through the North Woods. Relying on God, each group powered through portages, channeled through canoe trips, and conquered campsites. We experienced moments of despair, and we also experienced moments of true victory. Most importantly, we learned how to thank God and how to trust Him through whatever He gives us.
I have asked the students to share with you just how this trip impacted their lives, how they experienced God, and what life lessons they may have picked up along the way. And these are their stories. But first, before I invite you guys up, I have a slideshow to show to you as well. So you get 2 movies today. Hopefully it works.
Your love is like radiant diamonds bursting inside us. We cannot contain. Your love will surely come find us like blazing wildfire. Singing your name, God of mercy, love of mine, I have surrendered to your design. May this offering, fresh cross of God. Multiply.
bursting inside us. We cannot. God of mercy, ease of mind, I have surrendered to your design. Made this offering to the cross of God.
Invite the students up. And I ask each of them just to prepare a short reflection. And here they go.
Hi, I'm Ben Jones, and this summer, as you just watched the slideshow of, we went to the Boundary Waters. Can I see a show of hands of who's been to the Boundary Waters? Oh, wow. A lot more than I thought it might. So our group in particular started off on Seagull Lake. There's a good chance you know about Seagull Lake, those of you who have been there. Because of the way that it's set up, it's very difficult to get across. So before we got to the main portion of the lake, we had a tip. Rachel and Nathan flipped over in their canoe, and that was not fun. So what ended up happening, we had to take a break. We had what we called a cheese and sausage moment, because that's when we had our lunch of cheese and sausage. So we tied our canoes to some trees, hunkered down amongst some bushes. Then we got back on our way after we found the main portion of the lake. Now this is where I figured out how powerful God is. Because our canoe, it was me and Amber, who is not here, unfortunately. We could not cross this lake for the life of us. It was so windy, and we could not keep our canoe straight, and we were spinning. It took us like an hour and a half. And then eventually, our guide and Greta had to come back, and we switched people around to the canoes, and finally, we got across the lake. And after that, slept really hard. And then day two was amazing. It was beautiful weather, clear skies, and we were very rewarded with a beautiful campsite. Now, day three, we had two portages. And a portage is measured in rods, which I believe are 16 feet. The first one wasn't too bad. It's about 100 rods. So we got across that. It was muddy, but we made it. Now, the second portage, I believe it was like 150-some rods. It wouldn't be that bad, but it was so awfully muddy. And I got stuck with a canoe on my back, about up to my mid-thigh. So I sat there for a few minutes while Greta and Amber took their packs off, got the canoe off of me, I pulled myself out of the mud, and we finally got across that portage, and that was probably the best feeling I've ever felt. And the lunch afterwards. So then we paddled for another hour or so, found a campsite, slept really hard again. And then we traversed our fourth day. We didn't have any portages. It was pretty smooth sailing, or canoeing, rather. We got to our destination about 2 hours early, so we all took naps. So the main point is, out in the wilderness, it's very easy to think, well, at least before we went, we all thought, oh, this will be easy, it'll be nice and relaxing, we'll all have a great time. Well, that is not the case. We found God's true power, especially on Seagull, with all the wind and everything and how long it took us to get across. But it was very rewarding at the end for all the beautiful sights and the clear skies and everything. It was all very beautiful.
Thank you, Ben. Okay, so as you just heard, and for what you saw in the video, I too kind of thought it was going to be a simple trip, and the first day. we get started, and then I learned that actually it will be, it actually is a very easy trip when you're inside the tent. And the very first day we got there in the lodge, and the last day before we left. And then everything else in between just told me that, God will be at work on this trip, I know that. As was mentioned earlier, we had a bit of a problem on Seagull Lake. It was windy, and the white caps were there. And Rachel and I tipped over, which was a little bit of a delay, but we ended up having lunch on an island that we drifted to, and that was fun. A little while later, we get to other side of that lake, and then when Ben and his partner couldn't get across, Rachel and I ended up just waiting there on the other side for a while. I probably fell asleep because I was cold, We just ultimately decided to go back and see that. And then by the time we got back to where we were supposed to be, we were really tired after the end of that. And then the realization that we still had to portage with our stuff. Camping's fun. We got to our campsite and ate dinner, and then pretty much promptly went to sleep after that. Not before having to collect the firewood. And, the next morning, however, was a very, very gorgeous morning that we got to enjoy for a few minutes. And then we went on with our second day. I think it was the second day that was the most beautiful out of the day, and, like, God is showing us a scenery out there that is just great. Then I think on the third day, it rained, and we still had a portage, and mud. We ended up carrying two of the packs, and ended up getting stuck in a mud hole, waist up, so I was there for a little while. And then with the help of God, I was able to kick and flail my way out of there. And then we went on, and then kept going. But afterwards, yeah, the rest of the trip, I think, taught me how easy things are in the mundane life. And we saw God in a myriad of ways, even against mosquitoes and the Lord of the Flies. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Nathan. Good morning. So Boundary Waters was pretty great, but also terrible. I'm glad I went, but I'm probably never going to go back. I loved being there with my best friends and Pom Pom and Kirsty. And I'm so glad that they were with me and supported me. My mother was so worried for me. She was really worried for me for being at the trip, that she made me walk every day for the past week for like an hour or something. She even bought me a whistle just in case I fall down a cliff or something. I never used that whistle except for one time when I was carrying the e-pack, the equipment pack that had like all the camp stuff and pots and pans. It was insanely heavy. Imagine carrying a couch by yourself. That's what that's like. I fell over on my back, and I couldn't get up. Luckily, Kirsty came along to help me up. God was pretty awesome on this trip. Obviously, you've heard about the story about God's campsite, which one of them are going to share. You have no idea what that last night was like. Okay, it was like standing outside in pouring rain, and your stuff is getting all wet while someone is cooking delicious food nearby that you just want to steal it for yourself. And you can't have it! Lovely, right? My sleeping bag was damp that night. Great. The second campsite we went to was on like a cliffy area, and we did our devotions there. I planned on doing the usual. Pick a random page in a Bible and read it. Instead, I just laid back and stared at the sky. I realized I haven't done that in such a long time. My life had become so busy. Well, with junior year coming, and I haven't taken the time to pick out shapes and animals in the clouds like Carl and Ellie did from up. There wasn't any babies or anything in the clouds, though. There may have been some turtles, though. I thank God for his creation and giving strength to us for not dying and making it back and getting Dairy Queen with our lives changed forever. I'll never forget this trip or the insanely hard work we had to do. But I'm thankful that God persuaded me to go because I didn't want to at first. It's something to look back to and admire myself and the Lord for all that strength and trust we had in him. Thank you all for the support and donations and prayers. We wouldn't have survived without you guys, especially the Dairy Queen.
Okay, I have less of a reflection and more of just a story. Jenna said briefly something about God's campsite. So, this is our last night, and we're just finishing up our last portage when we see this huge wall of black clouds behind us. And so Kirstie's like, okay, if it starts thunder and lightning, just get off the water. So we start canoeing, and then it immediately starts pouring with thunder and lightning. And so we end up at this other group's campsite standing under a tarp that they hastily put up for probably about 40 minutes. And they tell us that they have seen canoes circling and then going back to the portage that we had just finished, and that there were no more campsites on that lake. So it's probably already pretty late, and we have to find a campsite on this lake is what we were planning on. So we're stuck under this tarp for quite a while. And then finally the rain lets up and it starts clearing up, sort of, still drizzling. And we start canoeing to the other end of the lake. We would have to do two more portages that night before getting to the next lake with campsites on it. And so we're canoeing, and I don't think I've ever prayed so hard in my life that we would find a campsite there. And then Jenna goes, hey, that looks like a fire grate. And Kirstie's like, okay, go get it. And so there's this campsite that is right on the water. Somebody should have seen it, but I think God just reserved it just for us. And it was covered in daisies and wild roses and wild strawberries. And it was just a beautiful representation of God's care for his children and his protection over us, and that he's always taking care of us. So.
Hi, I'm Morgan. I think one of the hardest things about the Boundary Waters for me was realizing that it's okay to not be awesome at everything, because there are so many things you have to do there. When I went in, I thought I was going to be, like, a rock star. I thought I could carry a canoe if I just worked hard enough or believed in myself enough. That wasn't the case. it didn't take long for me to realize that, like, on our first canoeing adventure, I got in the canoe with Pam, and we begun just spinning in circles. And I could not turn the canoe around or keep it straight. I was panicked because I thought I was going to slow everybody down, and it really freaked me out. And later, when I tried carrying the canoe, it repeatedly fell off my shoulders and I got stuck. It was in these moments that I realized that, just like the kingdom of God, we don't need to be great at everything. Everybody has spiritual gifts, and it's just important, I realized, to remember that everybody else has gifts and you have gifts too, and to embrace those gifts and to encourage the gifts in other people. I found that I was good at encouragement and that I could carry the packs willingly, while other people could carry canoes better. And it was just a beautiful reminder to me that God's kingdom and the body of Christ, everybody is important and everybody is unique, and we all have our own spiritual gifts.
So on the last night, Jen and Heidi both mentioned the last night when it was just pouring and we couldn't find a campsite. But when we finally found a campsite, we had some time for devotions. And we had time, so we all just went to a place where we were a little bit of a distance from everyone else, still on the campsite, just kind of in our own kind of area. And we would bring our Bibles, and I started out just reading my Bible, and then eventually I looked up and kind of looked around, and I realized that I hadn't really taken any time to see what was around me and really appreciate what was there. And it was just really cool to see like what God could do and what he had done. And it was just really cool to see kind of what was there. I'd kind of gotten used to just being in the city, which is cool, but it was cool to see, like, other things that God could do and just kind of take a break for a while.
Hello. What stuck out to me the most from this trip was the amount of teamwork there was and how good it was. Every other time I have done anything that required teamwork, it went okay or not good at all. Sometimes it went well. But on this trip, it was amazing. Teamwork was very much needed there, and I noticed this particularly when Heidi, Jenna, and I were portaging a canoe together. We just worked so well together, and it was just amazing to me. And I'm sure everyone else had similar moments to that as well.
So our first day, we decided to do this portage called Tusk, which is 1.3 miles long. And we had to take half the stuff, bring that across, come back, and then take everything else across. And we didn't really know how to do portages at that point, so we all started crying. We encouraged each other a lot, but that wasn't enough. You had to ask God for strength. Yeah.
Thank you guys for sharing. I just wanted to say thank you so much to all of you for just investing in all of these students. And, you know, it wasn't just a trip to go to the woods and get outside our comfort zones. They really learned a lot. I don't think they'll ever forget it. So thank you for your amazing prayer support and your monetary gifts throughout this whole process. So God bless each and every one of you for what you guys did. At this time, I want to invite you guys to stand for a responsive reading, and you could find that along in your bulletin, and Ben and the students are going to lead us in that.
Set your glory above the heavens.